happy people may enjoy life more, and now new research suggests happy people may have more life to enjoy. This latest research includes almost 4,000 people enrolled in a long-term aging study in Britain. Lead researcher Andrew Steptoe of University College London explains that on a particular day they were asked to score how they were feeling.
And we used quite simple measures. So the positive affect measure was a combination of how happy people were feeling, how excited they were feeling, and how content they were. And these were all rated on a simple scale, a 5-point scale, from not at all to extremely.
Over the next 5 years, the researchers noted deaths among the study participants.
What we found is that the people with higher positive affect, so if you like, the happiest people, were at reduced risk of dying over this period.
The happiest people, in fact, had a 35% lower risk of death than the least happy. In contrast to previous studies, in this research, the people were asked how they felt at that moment. Previous studies usually ask questions like, how have you felt over the past week? But Steptoe says psychologists have shown that people are not good at answering that type of question.
For example, if their favorite football team lost the previous weekend or something like that, they would rate themselves as less happy over the whole week, even though it might not actually have affected them in that way. So getting at how people are feeling at the time overcomes that sort of problem.
At the same time the study participants answered questions about how they were feeling, they also gave a saliva sample. Researchers plan to test those samples for the presence of the stress hormone cortisol to see if there's a link between stress and longevity. Andrew Steptoe and co-author Jane Wardle reported their findings in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.